And now we're speaking with Wendy Goldsmith. Wendy is an organizer with the Canadian Boat to Gaza and an activist. And of course, you may remember her from last week when we interviewed Wendy about the Canadian boat, the Tahrir, which you can find out about at www.tahrir.ca. That's TAHRIR.ca. Wendy, thanks for joining us at this time.
Thanks for having me back.
Well, there's been some really big news items since we last spoke. And I guess the first one that comes to our attention or crosses our mind is, of course, the boarding of the Canadian boat to Gaza, the aforementioned Tahrir, by Greek port authorities or by Greek personnel. Can you tell us what happened? When was the Canadian boat initially boarded and what happened during that boarding?
My understanding is that the boat was two-thirds of the way to international waters, so they were about 8 nautical miles from the port before the Coast Guard caught up with them and stopped the boat, forcefully made their way onto the boat and overtook the wheelhouse and turned off the engine.
So the ship had already set sail for Gaza?
That's right.
And I guess the other ships in the flotilla were also trying to sail at that time?
Yeah, each project has been at a different point in their ability to sail. There are a lot of technicalities that the port authorities are trying to stop boats from sailing with. So all of our papers were in order. We felt very strongly that we had the legal right to leave, so we saw our opportunity and took it.
Okay, so the boarding itself occurred. Now, who boarded the ship specifically, or on what authority or mandate did they board the Canadian vessel?
We believe they were the Greek Coast Guard, and they simply said they were following orders. My understanding is that initially they were forceful and somewhat rough in asserting themselves. However, throughout the course of the boarding, some of them seemed a bit apologetic in saying that they were just following orders. Nobody was harmed or injured. We resisted non-violently, as we always have maintained we would do, and they towed us back to port.
Okay, I had heard similar statements. Some of the boarding party seemed to be a bit reluctant and not enthusiastic about it. So they were towed back to the shore. Is that when the government demanded the ship's papers, or did they demand the ship's papers before that?
They demanded them when the boat returned to port, and we refused to relinquish them.
And why is it important that the ship holds on to the ship's papers?
Well, the way it's been explained to me, it's like giving your driver's license to a police officer. Effectively, you're no longer legally able to operate that vehicle. So by giving them up, we would be giving away all legal authority to operate the Tahrir, and we were not prepared to do that.
Well, they wanted the ship's papers. I understand there were a lot of hoops you had to jump through. When we last spoke, we talked about the organization and the logistics and the amount of preparation that was necessary to get a boat organized, purchased, and so forth. And now, even to leave the port, I understand there was a lot of red tape. So I guess the ship's papers were an extreme form of that, but wasn't there other requirements on the boat as well?
Well, they were demanding to know who the captain of the boat was. And I imagine listeners have heard something that I'm very proud of is that every passenger on the Tahrir stood and said, we are all the captain. And so they were left with a very difficult decision of arresting either all as the captain or none.
I see. Now, I think there was some kind of compromise solution reached. Sandra Roosh, I believe she volunteered herself, and I think some others may have volunteered. I guess some people from the boat went to speak with someone in the government. Is that what happened?
Well, Sandra actually didn't volunteer, but she did identify herself as the owner of the boat. She's on paper. She's one of the official owners of the Tahrir. So she was arrested and charged with a crime, something to the effect of allowing the boat to illegally port. The other two people who were arrested were Soha Neen, who's a Canadian, and Michael Coleman, who is an Australian, and they were in kayaks in the port when the Tahrir left, and they just happened to paddle into the way of the Coast Guard, which happened to slow them down a little bit. So they were arrested on site as well for interfering.
Oh, were they part of the Canadian boat?
Yes, they were.
Okay. So there was people on shore then speaking with the Greek government. We saw that video. Now, is it true that the boat participants also demonstrated in Greece?
They did participate in some of the demonstrations, and one thing that I I want to mention is that despite the Greek government's position, the people in Greece have been incredibly supportive of our movement, and they were on shore as well, supporting us and trying to prevent the arrest from happening. And in fact, when the boat was docked overnight and the members of the trier were on it, there were Greek supporters who stayed vigil on the dock all night, helping to keep up the spirit of the people on the trier, as well as to ensure that there was no sabotage done to the boat.
There was so much solidarity back and forth. I know that there had been Palestinian children gathering on the shores and in other places, sending photographs of support and solidarity to the boats, and Palestinian NGOs released a statement in support of the flotilla and that it should be able to leave. Now, given that this is not just happening to the Canadian boat, but other boats as well, on what authority are the Greeks able to detain boats that are flagged under the United States or, I guess, crewed by Canadians and other countries? How can they keep a boat from leaving?
Well, we actually don't believe that they have that authority. We know that there was an edict that came from their minister stating that the port authorities were required to stop all vessels that were headed towards Gaza. But we don't believe that they have that legal authority. We believe that they violated international law themselves, which is something that down the road we will look at and challenge. But in the meantime, we will just keep challenging it at the dock.
It is a difficult affair. I know the Canadian boat may have sustained some damage. Now, when it was being towed back, I'm told it was the tugboat moved it close to the dock or that area, and it may have been a forceful merger there, and it may have taken some damage. So has the Canadian boat received any damage?
What I'm happy to tell you is that we've learned over the last 24 hours that the damage sustained was not as serious as we first thought. We believe it can be repaired very quickly. And we believe it will be repaired very quickly, and that the boat will be able to continue sailing.
Well, meanwhile, the people that had come ashore, Sandra, Soha, Michael, they had had they received some kind of charges by the Greek government? I've heard of a suspended sentence without serving time for those people.
Yes, all three of them appeared in court today, and they all received a suspended sentence. So they were convicted. They received a suspended 30-day sentence. So they were released and are now free.
And what were they convicted of?
Well, the actual charges, we haven't seen the paperwork. My understanding is that Sandra was charged with something like failure to prevent the illegal movement of her ship, and the other two were charged with something like interfering with a police mission or something to that effect.
Sounds like a lot of red tape. I know the American boat had a similar problem. Weren't they like boarded when they tried to leave as well?
Yes, they were, and their captain was arrested, and we have recently learned that he was also released without charges.
Well, I saw a press conference by the flotilla. I think it was from Greece itself. And I think they were saying that the Greek government, for the safety of the boats, was towing them into some kind of police impound harbor. Have any boats been towed there?
The U.S. boat, I believe, was towed into a military, a U.S. military impound. And so they're currently trying to get it released from that impoundment. Ours was returned to us, so it's in our possession.
Well, that's good. There have been a lot of solidarity and support actions across Canada in a very rapid span of time. So I think we were all waiting after last week. We interviewed you on Wednesday, and after that point, we were waiting to see when it would launch. And I think I guess that the first attempts were coming towards the end of the week on Friday, and that's when we started to hear about the Greek government stopping boats. The protests at that point were very rapid. There were two protests in Toronto over the long weekend, over the holiday weekend. There was one on July 1st, I think that was the Friday, and also July 2nd. I was present at both of them. One of them was the vigils that have been occurring every Friday for the last 10 years by groups which I believe are not in our name, and other groups that have maintained a presence for a decade at the Israeli consulate in Toronto. And that presentation was enhanced or bolstered by the presence of other activists regarding the flotilla. And the demand at that demonstration mission was let our peace boat go, and there are many signs and other placards to that effect. Then on Saturday, there was a protest at the Greek consulate in Toronto, and I might need you to tell me a little bit about this, because I came in with a friend from Hamilton, and we were running late, so we were there at the tail end of the protest and had a sign, but could you tell us what happened at that protest at the Greek consulate?
At the Greek consulate, there were... Actually, I'm not remembering the details of that one. They're all getting mixed up in my mind.
Well, there's been so many. I know that we were told there are approximately 80 to 100 people at that event. And
yep.
We did see a good, pretty, especially when we were driving there just before we parked, we saw a really big cluster of people. So it looked impressive. And we stayed on afterwards, and we received a lot of support. People were coming by and honking, and quite a surprising number of people came to speak with us, especially other people who were late and thought that it was later in the day. There wasn't a whole lot of opposition to our presence there. So we were very pleased and inspired by that result. We were able to take it to Hamilton, these photographs of the Toronto vigils. In about 36 hours, we had a demonstration here in Hamilton. We had a day and a half to organize it, and about 25 people came out to that, and we called it an information picket in our promotional materials. We just wanted to send a message to our government in Canada that they should let the boat sail, that they should not be pressuring the Greek government to stop the boat. Rather, they should be allowing the Greek government to know that it would be safe and okay to launch the boat, and that they should help with any repairs that might have been necessary to the Tahrir. So we were sending a message to the Harper government on Monday, and that was also mentioned in the local media here. Where else have there been demonstrations in Canada?
There have been demonstrations across the country, so from the East Coast to the West Coast, London, Hamilton, Windsor, Vancouver, Halifax, all over the place, Toronto, of course, and we've been really amazed at the way people have come together so quickly. The Greek ambassador, his office has been flooded with phone calls. We encourage people to keep that up, please. To continue to demand that boats be allowed to leave Greece, that we send letters to Canada's ambassador to Greece, and point to Canadian officials to follow international conventions and law, and just keep stay tuned. Watch our website, because that's where we're trying to announce all of the actions that are coming. And I will say that no action is too big or too small. In London, we have a small group of activists who have been gathering almost daily, and we don't have any consulates or other government offices here, but we have been singing songs and traveling with songs and information and sharing it with people on the street, so that we increase awareness about what's happening, not only among those of us who are activists and who understand the situation, but those who may not have the same amount of information, and try to draw the attention away from the television and to what's really happening in the world.
Wow. Well, and I know we got to get going, and there's more to organize and things that people can do in Hamilton. Would it be okay if I asked you a quick question or two before we went?
Sure.
Well, the first thing is, I understand there's a sort of a solidarity boat flotilla within Palestine. So in recognition of what's happening with the blockade in Greece, and how the blockade has extended to the shores of Greece, as the organizers have put it, I understand Palestinians are putting together a sailboat or boat flotilla to sail along Palestinian shores. So in a way, they're trying to break a blockade too. Or they're highlighting the blockade that's happening in Greece. Do you have any news on that?
Well, I know that that's happening. I know that people in Palestine are connecting with us daily to find out what's happening. They're eager for us to come. They're lining the shores, waiting in expectation. Also, I would like to mention that there is another action being organized at Ben Gurion Airport on Friday. There are hundreds of people expected to descend on the airport demanding the right of return. And I also want to say that we haven't heard the last of the Freedom Flotilla 2. I would expect action to be happening in the next couple of days. There is a French ship that's out in international waters. There is a Swedish, Greek, Norwegian ship that has left a port in Greece. And we are still working on the possibility of the Tahrir being able to move as well. So.
Yes, that was what I was wondering about. I understand there had been a French ship that got en route somehow. And also, I guess the Greek boat, there's the multinational Greek boat. It may be harder for the Greek authorities to stop their own boat, or for whatever reason, it's been fast-tracked compared to the other boats. So we've got to wait and see. We've got to see about the Tahrir and put pressure on our government. So we can go to www.tahrir.ca. That's T-A-H-R-I-R.ca. I guess you are encouraging people to email the Greek government continually at this time. So that's the main action to focus on, letting the government of Greece know we want to sail. And is there anywhere else people should be going?
Up on our website are all of the details, all of the addresses and phone numbers that we would suggest people call. So please go there and take some action.
Great.
We appreciate it.
Wendy, thanks so much. I know there's so much going on, but we appreciate this because we can get the up-to-the-minute thanks to you. So thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks again for your time.